Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Talking about building your brand or play, build your career, then your brand will follow. Shedeur Sanders has rubbed some people the wrong way because, according to them, he's trying to build the brand first before building the career. Stink, I want you to call your shot right now as we sit here middle of June. Who's going to be the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback week one? Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, or Shedeur Sanders?
I think it'll be Joe Flacco. And I mean, it'll be Joe Flacco, I believe, for a while. I mean, he is 40 years old, right? So moving forward, but he's got the most experience. He understands that offense. He led that offense to the playoffs a couple of years ago under Kevin Stefanski. I think he gives you the best chance to win early. Now, obviously, if you're losing and you're not competing in that AFC North division that has, I mean, Baltimore is always going to be top notch, right? Cincinnati, if they can ever sign a defensive player for them, like offensively, they've got unbelievable weaponry and all that stuff, right? And Joe Burrow, who is great. Pittsburgh, we know Mike Tomlin's history, never being under 500. Now they've got Aaron Rodgers. What is he going to be? We're about to find out. But you look right now, and everybody and their brother's uncle would say the Cleveland Browns are fourth in that division. And there's nobody that's going to argue that or, you know, or try to put them ahead of just about anybody else.
Then why play Joe Flacco then?
Well, because I think they look at themselves like, hey, we got a pretty good defense. We've got a good offense. We can run the ball. Like, we've got a chance to compete. And what I'm saying is the Browns will look at themselves like, we got a chance to compete. So they'll start Flacco until such time that they look at themselves and they're 1-5 or 2-6 or something of that nature. And then they'll go, okay, now it's time to figure out where we're going. Is it Kenny Pickett? I mean, what is this? He was the 20th overall pick, and this is his third team, right?
Yeah.
He was in Philly last year. He started in Pittsburgh, this year in Cleveland. So, you know, I think if they start the season, like I said, 2-6-ish, then you're going to see them make a change, whether it's Shedeur, Kenny Pickett, or Dylan Gabriel. I'm not 100% sure, but you'll see them move on from Joe Flacco if they start the season poorly.
See, it would seem to me because Flacco's the success that he has had the last couple stops has been coming in as that ride to the rescue backup quarterback, as opposed to, hey, you're the guy, you're the starter, right? You know, go, you know, start the season and take us as far as you can. It would seem like he's better in that other role, but you think he'll get a chance to start right away with the Giants. I guess if you're a Giant fan, should you be encouraged by Brian Daboll coming out and saying that Jackson Dart has looked, quote, excellent?
Yeah, I think you've got to be encouraged by that. I think the other thing is, I think at this point in his career, Russ is what he is. And I think that really is, you know, a part-time starter as you're waiting for somebody else to take over.
Bridge guy.
Yeah, bridge guy. I think Jameis Winston is the ultimate backup, right? I mean, he's gonna be there with a rah-rah and supporting everybody and doing the things that he does. So he's kind of the ultimate backup. I think the Giants are unique in that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are probably two guys that are on the hottest of hot seats before the season even starts. And so if this is about, and you know, the league is about preservation of job sometimes, right? If they sit there and say, man, the best way to preserve my job is show that a young rookie quarterback is making unbelievable strides and we found our guy, right? They had Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, they decided to pay him instead of Saquon, essentially.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. They ended up cutting him. He ends up going to Indianapolis. Looks like you can start there. Like, and that's frightening. So, but that's where they are right now because they drafted Anthony Richardson because they drafted an athlete to play quarterback. So that doesn't look like a great situation. But if I'm Joe Shane and I can sell the ownership on, hey, man, this kid can really play and look at the progression he made from the start of the season all the way toward the middle and toward the end of the season. And we don't want to break up the continuity of our offensive coaching staff, of the general manager. We're close. We've built a really good defense. Like I could see that argument and I could make that argument and I actually could buy that argument.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So I like one, I don't think that Jameis Winston, not that I don't think, let me rephrase that. I know that Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson aren't your answers.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the answer. Unless the question is, how are we going to go 4-15 or 3-15, I guess it would be, right? 17 game? No, 2-15.
Math.
Four. Oof. If you go
4-13.
4-13. That's what I was trying to get up with, come up with. Yeah, that's 17. Ever since they moved it to 17, Mike, it's been kicking my ass.
Yeah, wait until they go to 18. They'll be going 18 here pretty soon.
I will even it up, though.
Okay.
18 makes sense. 9 is the middle, right, of 18. Right. How do you go 9-8 or 8-9 and there is no middle ground? You can't be 500.
Can't be 500.
It bothers me. And that, like, so if you go, you know, if you go 4-13, if you go – you know, so I, like if the question is how do you go 4-13? Hey, start Russell Wilson. That would be my answer.
All right.
Like,
so if it's a matter of when, not if, with Jackson Dart, then if you're looking at your bridge guy ultimately settling into your trusted mentor backup for your young quarterback, who best fills that role? Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston? Because it would seem to me that Jameis would be the better mentor backup than Russ. I think Russ still has visions of grandeur for him, that he still believes that in himself as a starter. I just think Jameis would be better in that role. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if you're going to go that direction, I wouldn't be surprised to see them cut Russ and keep Jameis and keep Jackson and say, hey, man, we're moving in this direction. And then, you know, and then keep Tommy Cutlets as a, you know, practice squad guy or whatever. Like, that's the direction I could see them going if, in fact, they believe that Jackson Dart is ready to take over the reins. And if you use the Denver Broncos as kind of your – you know, sounding board, litmus test, whatever you want to call it. Like, look at what, like, we look at Bo Nix and he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. You know, everybody talks about Jaden Daniels, the greatest rookie season of anybody. By the way, Bo Nix threw the second most touchdowns of any quarterback that was a rookie, 29 touchdowns last year, threw for
3,800,
almost 4,000 yards. And he started the first 4 or 5 weeks, Mike. It was shaky. It was a little bit shaky. And then he just continued to build and build and build. And this is a Broncos team that had zero running game.
Yeah.
They had no running game. And Bo Nix was their best rushing option. So to do that, and now all of a sudden in Denver, you're like, oh, well, we found our franchise quarterback. Like, it's not even a question anymore. Oh, they found their quarterback. Now we're like, hey, what are we going to do with the receiver position? Right. What are we going to do with the running back position? How are we going to build this offensive team? Defense is really good. Like you look at where the Broncos are right now. If you're the Giants and you kind of peer from east to west and you look and take a really kind of microscopic look at everything that Denver did, you've got a great defense just like Denver did last year. You've got a great defense. Like, you've got a young quarterback. You've got Malik Nabers and some receivers that can really play. Like, why would you not go that direction?
Yep.
Like, if I'm the Giants brass, I am going, dude, listen, there is no future in Russell Wilson. There is no future long-term in Jameis Winston. They're long-term backups at best. Jackson Dart, if we believe in him, he gives us our best option to solve the issues we've had with Daniel Jones for the last 5 years or 6 years or whatever it is. The future is right now. Let's start Jackson Dart. And if you look at their schedule, Mike, really tough start. And then at like week six or seven, I don't know what it is, they have New Orleans. And then it's a really, like, they've got a hard-ass schedule. And they play in a division that's got, the Super Bowl champion Eagles, the NFC championship team Washington, Dallas, who's going to be resurgent with their quarterback coming back. Like, it's not like it gets easier. So why not just start them right off the bat and live with the growing pains? That's my philosophy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.